This week on Fat Guy Squared, how fat people and fitness just don't mesh. It still smells bad.
Fat Guy Squared. Wait, you're offended? Go fuck yourself. Listen to something else. For those of you who want to be entertained, here's the podcast.
So what's the deal?
I lost my voice in the last 20 seconds.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why couldn't it be permanent?
Fuck are you?
So I noticed we got somebody down here. We got a special guest.
We got a special guest. I decided to do a special little podcast with our resident health nut.
A.K.A. Brick Shithouse.
Yes, A.K.A. the kid who never listened to begin with. That's why he looks like a giant penis with muscles.
Yeah, it's really... Can I just tell you?
You don't want your girlfriend ever to come over here because you know you're going to lose her to the Lord
of... Yeah, it's kind of... Because here's the thing. We talk about your son.
He's also the Lord of the Dance. Also, I'm sorry, guys. It's Joseph. Joseph's down there. Say hi, Joe.
Hi, guys.
All right. Speak into the fucking mic.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Hi. Now we can hear you. Jesus Christ.
So just so you know, me and Amber, we've talked about Joe. A few times.
While you guys are fucking?
Nope, that would be awkward.
Call me Joe. Call me Joe. And Nate's like, I don't want to call you Joe. Leave me alone.
She's like, you know, Joe's adorable because he's all arms and not all brain. Yeah. And
you know what that is right there, Joe? That right there is somebody who's jealous of you. And that's why he's saying he's all arms but not all brain.
Yeah, no, it's true. When I'm
it's true.
Yeah, when I'm around you, dude, it's my penis shrivels up and I feel like less of a man.
You're the alpha with See, I'm the alpha in my house, but you're the alpha around everybody else. That's what it is. So I invited him down here because Nathan has stated that he's still losing weight, and
yeah.
I'm watching everybody else lose weight, so I'm losing weight. And he, like, anything else you want to make noises?
I love
it. Are we there? What's going on?
Okay, we're good.
We're good?
We're good? Okay. He's in the middle of eating toast, so I'm going to ask every question that I can while he's eating his peanut butter toast.
With cinnamon.
But you guys won't notice the difference because it's normally when we're on this podcast, you hear me going. So now you're just going to hear him go.
So, I mean, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you a little background. Joseph is an ex.
This kid is amazing. It's like a woman at her time of the month just dropping everything on the ground.
I'm just going to leave it.
He's an ex-wrestler. He was trying to get into the military, but his arm came out of socket right at the end of his career in high school. So military's out the door. He decided to get better, bigger, faster. He's the $150 man at this point. So he's
So I have some. Can I have some questions for him?
One second. We'll get to it. So in the past 2 years, he decided to start lifting weights. And correct me if I'm wrong in any of this. And if I'm wrong, please, you know, make sure I'm speaking the truth. He left my house freshman year of college. I don't know, maybe 150 pounds, soaking wet, and no muscles, not muscular at all. It was just a general average youth going to college. When he came back at the end of his freshman year, he was close to the 200 pounds, and his arms were, I don't know. Have you ever counted the circumference of your arm? Have you ever done that?
No, to be honest with you, not really, because one, I can't find a tape measure that does that.
Oh, look at that. Look at this fucking guy.
Oh, my God.
And two, I really just don't know how to do it.
I haven't measured my dick because it's, I just don't have a tape measure.
And three, every time I'm around guys just go, holy shit, look at his arm, so I don't have to measure.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I haven't had that happen.
So when you were in college, you put on a lot of weight.
He did.
So you put on the weight specifically for turning it into muscle?
Well, no, I didn't get to finish. One of his roommates was a big-time lifter.
Yeah.
So that's where it started from. Him and his roommate got friendly, and his roommate kind of took him under his wing and started showing him stuff. And it kind of it's true what they say. When you get into that kind of lifestyle, it's what you do, and it's all you want to do kind of thing.
Yeah.
So his roommate was all of 4 feet tall and a solid brick. I mean, it was crazy.
This dude's huge.
It was massive.
Massive.
Yeah,
he was deadlifting like 520 pounds.
Yeah, well, we're done talking. You know what? He has a lower center of mass, so he can lift.
Yeah.
Oh no, this dude's huge.
He's huge. All right.
So my whole idea about this particular podcast was, let's get him down here and ask him some questions. Because honestly, I am not the weightlifter guy. I'll go and run on a treadmill. I'll lift some weights, but I'm not overdoing it. I'm not, you know, an old adage maybe people aren't understanding is when you're lifting weights, you know, some people just lift weights when they start to get tired and they're done. Well, there's an old adage that goes, you don't actually start gaining body mass until you're tired.
Yeah.
So, I mean, stuff like that. I mean, I never fucking knew about that. And obviously, two fat guys, you know, fat guy squared. We're not the guys to ask.
Well, I'm going to be asking him more diet questions.
Yeah, no, I have a bunch of different questions that I want to go around. I have, I'll just give you the list of things that I'm going to be touching on. Food, daily living, working out. The cost of doing all of this.
You're not going to the
headache. The headache of it all. Obviously, the girlfriend. The girlfriend's going to be the biggest question out of the group of this. And then on the back end, when you're lifting, what kind of music that you like, and how do you keep it up, honestly? I mean, you know, you must get bored. You must get irate and annoyed. And I know it's a stress reliever at times, but even at that, it must get to the point where it's like, I just don't want to fucking do this either. So,
can I answer that question first before?
Which one?
The how do you keep it like up and
sure? How do you keep it up? Is it yeah.
Is it the blue pill?
But anyways, so like how to like make it not boring? I mean, obviously, I'm not gonna lie, it does get boring. You're in the same gym, you're in everything like every day. I mean, the cool part is I live with some cool dudes, so they keep it entertaining. And then,
so
like,
you find other like-minded people to help you stay on topic, stand par.
Yeah, ultimately what we do is I'll go to the gym and I'll just say what happened. So this this year, I was at the gym with a whole bunch of my friends, and they were asking me all these things, and then one guy knew another, and then he introduced me, and the dude was my size, so we started lifting, and the dude ended up being my barber, so it was kind of cool. Like, so like I now lift my barber, which is cool. So him and I go
don't
back
piss him up because you're gonna get a mullet.
So him and I lift every day. Basically, he's pretty cool. We push each other, so that's good. So that made it so it's not as annoying and as like irritating. But there are days where I'm just like, I just need to get this fucking workout done. Like, I don't want to be here, and I'll like push through it. But like the thing is, I'll walk in there with the mindset going, oh, I don't feel like it. But as soon as I get there, it's like, okay, let's.
So
do this.
I have a question with that, because so one of my problems that I used to have when working out with a friend of mine is that
Spandex.
No, it wasn't Spandex. So we were two different sizes.
Yeah.
Okay. So for
back to the Spandex.
Because of that because of the two different sizes, he would go crazy hard, and I would push myself to the point where it was detrimental to me.
Yeah, but that's you thinking that you have to follow his suit, when your friend should have been like, dude, I'm used to doing it this particular way.
Yeah.
You need to build and figure out where you are.
Okay.
You know, you can't, like I've lifted with Joe, and I'm over there with 25-pound dumbbells, and he's doing 55-pound, and I'm going, I can't lift this more than four times. And he's like, really?
Yeah.
He's like, you know, so your skill set, your skill level, not even skill set, skill level will dictate where you land in this world. Obviously, if you're starting out or new, or you're fighting with a larger body type, you're going to be doing things completely different than a guy who's smaller.
Sure.
So, all right, you said you were having issues about food. Questions about food.
Okay. So, everybody out there, I mean, everybody's got a diet plan. You know, you got to do all protein, or you got to do no carbs, you got to do all vegetables. And it's just like, should be that way, or should it be something that just meets your body type and what feels comfortable for you?
So, oh, it's all about your body type.
First off, I'm not a dietitian. Like, I'm going to say that right now.
Okay.
I don't count my macros. I don't count my micros. I don't count all that stuff. Ultimately, so macros and micros, what they are is, so the macronutrients are like the major nutrients you get, like protein and everything like that. And I might be saying this wrong. The micros, like the calcium, those are...
If you don't know it, don't say it.
Yeah,
if you don't know
it, there's macros and micros.
There's macros and micros. There's major food types and lesser food types.
But sure. Now, you've talked to dietitians, and dietitians have stated it's all about the body type and things along those lines, right?
Yeah, so there's exomorph, endomorph, and then there's one more. So there's different
I think it's a mesomorph.
Mesomorph. So there's different body types.
Wow,
so.
You know what? Jesus Christ.
Well, because I was a mixture of a mesomorph and an endomorph, I'm in that borderline phase because I can lose weight quickly, but the problem is I eat so much that I mess up my metabolism.
Yeah, but again, and that's the first and foremost for any kind of losing weight or whatever. You never, that's the problem with all these people. They blindly follow a particular diet, whether it be the Atkins or the you know, let's do liquid or the cleanse or whatever.
Sure.
And your body type will dictate something completely different, but they just don't see it because, you know, there's always this video on all the social medias, like, oh, you know, I can eat 10 hamburgers at once and mm-hmm. look at my body, and a guy's cut to pieces, and I go, yeah, because you're an asshole, and you know you can eat that because your metabolism is something completely different to mine. I ate a cookie and I'm 5 pounds heavier.
So Joe, for me, and that's true, I ate a Cheez-It and I'm like, I gained a belt size. So Joe, I'm going to say there are certain things that I'm sure a lot of viewers know, like that a lot of them know that too many carbs is bad for you.
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of people that know that if you eat 5 meals compared to 1 meal a day, it's better for you.
Oh, yeah. That's standard.
Simple stuff that a lot of people know. So I'm going to tell you what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Okay. And I will tell you ahead of time, it's working.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep doing it regardless, but I would like to hear your input on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell me.
So every morning, that was a faucet.
Yeah.
Every morning when I get up, on my way to work, I stop, and you remember those protein bars you gave me?
Oh, the Gatorade ones?
The Gatorade ones. I grab one at the store, and I have that on the way to where I get that, and I get 2 bottles of water that are a little bigger than this.
Okay.
So
like about like 32 ounces, you say?
Easy.
Okay.
And I'll have the protein bar. That's between 7:45 and 8 o'clock.
What time do you wake up at?
I wake up at 7.
Okay.
Okay. I have that as my breakfast. Then, after that, I end up going to work, and I will normally just be fine with that until 12 o'clock when I go on. If I need something, I'm craving something, I'll grab like a peanut butter cracker or something like that.
Now, do you find yourself more craving food?
No.
You don't at all?
I did the first week.
Thank you.
I haven't since.
All right.
So now what I do is on break, I get an hour lunch. Luckily, I work at a job that's close to my house. So I drive to my house.
Okay.
I go home. I'll make either chunky or progressive soup, one can. Just a soup. Whatever it is, whether it's chicken noodle or Italian wedding or whatever. I have that. I go home. I mean, I go back to work. I don't eat normally until I get out of work, which is 5 o'clock. When I get out of work, I'll go to the store, I'll grab either some sort of steak or chicken or hamburger, and I'll cook it up with either mashed potatoes or rice, one carb.
Okay.
And that is my dinner. Then later on, if I'm really craving something, I'll have salsa.
What time?
Probably around 7:30.
Now, what time you go to bed?
Yeah,
generally?
What time do you go to bed?
I normally, since the new job, I've been going to bed no later than 10:30, 11.
That's still too close. You got to space. See, I mean, I'm going to say it from my perspective, and then you can tell me if I'm wrong.
No.
All right. So it sounded like you did 4 meals or 4 times where you take some type of input.
Sure.
All right. And you spread that out about 3.5-4 hours apart.
Sure.
Give or take. So first off, you're not eating enough, believe it or not. Your metabolism is going to run real low. And the reason why you're doing it is because you're eating minimally, but you're just eating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get the craving out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're not saying, and I guarantee you that it's something there's going to be some kind of added dessert or added snack that you just randomly will pick up and eat without even thinking about it. More than not.
Do you have your tea? I know you have your tea. Do you have your tea?
No, I stopped it.
Good.
I stopped teas. I don't have coffees. I only drink a soda if me and the girlfriend go out, and if it is, it's a ginger ale.
What about the other stuff, the snacks that you're not?
I'm not taking it in anymore.
You don't take any snacks at all?
No.
Last night you told me you had a s'more.
It's weekend. We're talking about, hold on. We're talking about, you're asking me on an average day, Monday through Friday, this is what
I'm
doing.
Talking about, dude, even the weekends. I mean, you can do so well during the week and then on the weekend fuck up your entire week.
So one of the things that we realized in the process of doing this is I have a problem with gluten.
Yeah, oh yeah.
In general, I have, like, I didn't notice it until Friday.
Well, you know somebody that makes delicious gluten-free stuff.
So Friday, I invited my father out to lunch.
Okay.
We went to IHOP, and I had a turkey club. Okay. Out of the big spectrum of things that I could have gotten there.
You went to a pancake store for a turkey club.
Do you ever have anything shitty not to say? Like, Jesus.
Hey, you know what? That's good. You're at least trying.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had the turkey club.
Did it come with anything, like any size or anything? Or was it just a club?
It was turkey club. It came with french fries. I asked for no french fries. I asked for mashed potatoes.
Did they give you mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I ate that. Within 20 minutes of eating it, my stomach, blah, 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 blah. I could tell because it's carbs. I have two things that happen when having the bread. One, my stomach's not digesting it correctly. And two, it's causing me rapid heartburn.
Ooh.
So I didn't notice it until cutting this out of my life and then going back into it. It's really causing a problem. So,
I'm not knocking it, man.
So I've been trying to do away with that. If I, even when we go out, I'll try to have either a turkey club or I'll have grilled chicken or I'll have something like that. Rather than as much as I was, and anybody who knows me personally knows that my diet consisted of almost on a daily basis Taco Bell or Burger King. So with that being said, any changes I make right now that are not fast food, it's going to help. So with the whole point of what I'm trying to do is, one, take less of what I was eating. So I'm intaking less calories. I'm happy. I'm still full. If I'm craving a snack, I have a snack. But it's a matter of how many of that snack.
What kind of snacks are we talking
about? So like last night, Amber came up with the idea, let's have s'mores. And I said, okay, let's have s'mores. So we went and grabbed the stuff. I think I had, what, three, maybe?
Oh, hey, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm sorry.
Amber just came down.
Yes.
Take a seat, Amber. Say hi. Hello.
Hi.
Ooh,
Amber,
here.
A.K.A. the girlfriend.
The girl, yeah, the lady.
The lady friend, as you call her.
You got to say it in the sexy way.
The lady friend.
Now, that's creepy.
Okay. You just sound like a demon.
I'm going to
follow you. You now know me.
Follow your house and read bedtime stories, you nude.
That's anywho, yeah. So we had s'mores, and the difference is old me would have had like 12, and instead I think I had three.
Yeah, I think you had probably like three.
Okay, so I had a protein bar for breakfast yesterday.
All right.
I went way too long because I'm very indecisive. Went too long to eat. I didn't eat until 4, where I ended up having a turkey club with mashed potatoes, and then we ended up going back to our house where I had s'mores. So the problem is, I could have avoided the s'mores. I didn't have enough to eat. I didn't have multiple meals like I should have, but it was enough. So my question to you is, does the diet have to go every single day?
To be honest with you, most people will do it, but to I on the weekends, I kind of just eat what I want and kind of do everything. Because, like, throughout, like, my week, I keep it structured.
Yeah.
So, like, I have everything at a certain time every day.
Yeah.
I find that helps me out the most because it just, you know, if I don't have
repetition.
It, so, that's what's going to happen because the thing is, if you're having four meals a day and then you're having two meals, so you're having four meals one day, two meals the other day.
Yeah.
Your body's going to be like, what the hell?
Sure.
So, you want to make sure that you're having four meals one day, four meals the other day, four meals one day, four meals the other day.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
So every morning, I'll run through my routine for my lunch.
Okay.
For my whole entire day. I'll wake up, I'll have two bowls of cereal, and then I'll get a coffee, and then I'll go, and at 9:30-ish area, I'll have wheat toast with peanut butter and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
And then
now, the reason that you're having, like, you get away with having cereal is because you are working out.
Yes.
If working out, cereal would not be necessarily a good thing to have.
He's burning like 5,000 calories a day.
That's what I'm saying. If he was not working out, what he's actually taking in might be, he might put on weight and not necessarily do anything with it.
So, yeah. What I would do if I wasn't doing that, I would have kept a fasted period on because I go to sleep around 12, so I stop eating around 8.
So you believe in intermittent fasting?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I don't eat in the morning, I won't eat till 9:30, and it's just that fasting period. That if I'm not working out that day, then I'll just do that fasting period.
Okay.
But I still make sure that even if I do that fasting period, I eat by 9:30 because by that time I'm already starting to get hangry.
Yeah.
So it's gonna happen. So yeah,
he's a bit of an asshole when he's hungry.
Yeah.
I think that's Americans.
Yeah. So I'll have a thing of toast, and then my lunch will consist of chicken, quinoa, rice, and corn.
Mm.
I've been taking the corn out because I've had too much starch. So it's like I'm trying to like take that out as much as I can, and then I'll have two granola bars, and then mind you, with every single meal I have about 10 to 16 ounces of water.
Okay, yeah.
You got to understand, though, this is his meal every day.
I don't change it up. Like, Monday through Friday, my meal is always the same.
Yeah.
The weekends, I cheat a lot. I'm not going to lie. I'll have cake.
My father used to say, because he was into it, he used to say that the point of the weekend was, so one, you realized your body told you what was bad for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you feel like shit. And that's why, like, I had the s'mores last night. I went home, and I was like, wow, that was dumb. That was really dumb.
No, but you were enjoying yourself.
Had to splurge. And I don't go to the gym. Okay? That's just not... I have a gym membership. I enjoy paying for nothing, I guess. but what I've been doing lately is because of my job, it's different than where I was before where I just sat in front of a computer all day. Now I'm on the road. So I'm...
Yeah, but you're still not moving. You're
on
the road.
Oh, no. I'm parking and walking up and down the streets.
Oh, so you got the added benefit of walking.
And then my weekends... Now that it's summer, me and Amber, we have been doing a lot more stuff. Our thing is, like, we go to zoos. So, last Saturday, we went to...
They tried to lock you up yet, or what?
No, but it was great. I saw most of our family there. And so, we went to Franklin Zoo, which is in Boston, Mass.
Okay.
And we did it last Saturday where it was, what, 90 degrees? Something like that. It was hot last Saturday.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
And we walked the whole thing. And that's the thing. I probably have been doing with her between 3 to 6 miles a day on the weekend.
Okay. Now, Amber, do you have a desk job?
Not as bad as his last job was. I do move a little bit, but I'm like basically in an enclosed area.
You are.
Yeah, I'm not like working in a store or anything.
Now,
like
do
that.
You follow any kind of regiment when you're? I mean, obviously he's nuts. But I mean, you know, healthy living as a lady, I mean, obviously that's what most people are thinking about, you know, well, obviously I am because I'm a lady, but I'm just trying to figure out what it is that you do, because I mean, you're a very healthy lady, you take care of yourself. Do you get up and move around or whatnot and things like that, or?
I guess not so. I guess I don't really have a set exercise routine. Like, I mean, I probably should, but I don't. But in terms of eating, I'm pretty.
She's smart.
I'm pretty regimented, and like during the week, especially. Like, I just because it's easy.
You just eat what you eat.
I eat the same thing every day.
Yes.
I think that's the standard, though. I mean, it seems to be the standard thing to do.
Like, yours is, your thing is turkey wraps.
Like, I'll get up, I'll have 2 hard-boiled eggs, a yogurt, and then probably, like, 10 o'clock, I'll have a banana. I'll go to lunch somewhere between 12:30 and 2. I'll have a turkey wrap and some carrot
12:30
sticks.
12:30 and
2? Yeah. It depends on how late I'm working.
That is a weird shift.
It's really weird. Yeah, because sometimes I work 8 to 6, sometimes I work 8 to 4, so it's kind of a little all over the place.
Not to mention, your fart should be stellar. I mean, boiled eggs. Oh, my God.
She knows her way to my heart.
Definitely.
So, I mean, you know, it seems pretty standard. I mean, Nate and I don't follow that kind of regimen. I don't have the ability to. I now work 3:30 in the morning. So, the most regimented thing I can do is sleep. And, you know, you're still trying to figure it out with your job and what have you. So, I mean, I don't really foresee you going crazy. You know, hey, I packed a sandwich. Hey, I packed a sandwich. Hey, I packed a sandwich.
Well, the thing was, is I went to the doctor's.
And the doctor said, no more Nate jumping on. I'm sorry.
I don't know why we have him here.
I don't either, man.
I went to the doctor's. How many weeks ago?
I don't know.
This motherfucker can't even remember when he's
three,
going.
3 weeks ago, and I got on the scale, and tell
That's
me.
That's a big bitch!
You're bigger than me.
No, I'm not.
You're 6'4".
6'4"? No, I'm 6'1". Big bitch means size, sir.
Yeah. you're right there with me. You're not too far behind. Although I got on the scale, and I think it was 351.
It said,
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can see his face, he has a face of a kid who just lost his puppy to an aneurysm.
Anywho, how much was it?
I don't know. I
think it was 351.
I try to stay at least 5 feet away from scales.
Yes. I think it was like 351. And I saw that and I was like, okay, that's not right. Because I was doing well and my scale said far less than that last time.
But what was the last time?
Like a week prior. It was like 340 or something
like that. You don't know if your scale's calibrated correctly.
No. So the problem is with people who, and Joe, tell me if I'm right on this one. When you're losing weight, find one scale and stick to that one scale. Because if I go to this scale and then I try your scale and then I go to Amber's house, try her scale, I go to the doctor, I might have 6 different numbers.
Yeah. The thing is, like, our grandmother used to have a scale where you could calibrate it. It had the little weights on it with it was a stand-up deal.
Yeah.
And those are the only scales you should really utilize. Because if you do an electronic scale or even one of those little spinny deals, unfortunately, the bigger you are, the more wrong it is.
Well, I've been sticking to my scale, which it is it calculates BMI and all that good stuff. It's just a glass scale. And I've been following it. And I'm down right now about 12 pounds.
Nothing wrong with that. Dude, I'm busting your balls. But honestly,
and the thing is,
if you feel better about yourself, do you.
All it is like, Amber has never told me, you need to eat this, you need to not do this, you need
That's not true. I told you to stop eating Taco Bell. I'm going to be real honest. That's a total lie.
I love this girl. I love this girl because she puts him in his place and says, listen, you lying son of a...
She did tell me not Taco Bell, but other than that, she's never complained to me about my weight.
All right.
And what my reasoning for this is, because we had a talk about it, she just doesn't want me to die.
Basically.
Yeah, that's
Which
really
is weird, I know, but...
She just wants that health insurance signed over to you
I'm
first.
I'm just waiting to get, you know, my name on the account.
So I'm just trying not to die, and, you know, I love my mom dearly, but if her weight was in better shape, things might not have happened as soon as it did.
I mean, nobody's denying that. Your mother was a larger lady. She was a very lovely lady, but unfortunately, she wasn't very healthy at the end. And that's, you know, it is what it is. There's a lot more people in America that way than there are.
But then you look at my father, who's in pretty good shape.
Well, I mean, you know, he has his own problems. It's not weight-related, but there are other issues with
but
your
what
father.
What I'm saying is there's a combination. So with my father, he's in good shape. But he's at night for dinner. His dinner is a bag of potato chips and 2 Hostess.
He also smokes too, which drives me fucking nuts.
He smokes a pack a day. He drinks like 9 coffees.
Oh yeah, no,
that's his thing.
When he finally passes and goes to heaven, his blood is going to shoot out of his body and create a mural on the wall because it's going to be so much blood pressure there. It's just going to fucking explode out.
So my point is that whether you could be 400 pounds, but body-wise, like your health could still be decent health. You could be 100 pounds and be the shittiest health.
Well, I mean,
so I'm trying to make my body be around 250 to 300, but the doctor looks at me and goes, you're doing just fine.
Yeah,
my,
no.
When I healthy. Hit the 350, my blood pressure, when I every time I went to the doctors, my blood pressure was going higher, which is not something I ever had a problem with. I can tell you I'm probably pre-diabetic. My mother was diabetic, so I probably should work on that. Since I quit the smoking years ago, my lungs are better, my heart's better, all that stuff. But there's certain things I could work on. Now I know certain things. I know I should probably stay away from the pastas, and I should stay away from the breads. Not because, oh, they're bad for you. You take that out of it, they're not good with my body.
No.
They're not working for me. So I'm taking in more proteins. I do need to work on taking in more vegetables in general because I'm not taking much in other than like potatoes or maybe the occasional.
Vegetable's not a – that's not a vegetable, you know. Potatoes are not vegetables.
I thought they were.
They're starches.
They're starches.
Oh.
All right. Well, you two smarty pantses, all right?
All right. So we started with Joe.
Yeah.
In the working out thing. And we'll continue on that. So we actually – this is a great spectrum here because we go from – you know, little to no working out to some working out to, yep, to this dude's going for 4 hours a day. So now the cost of you working out. See, now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the point of this. Now, there's a cost underlining to everything. Now, Joseph pays a premium. He wants to look healthy. He wants to be healthy. He wants to live a longer life. And that means up front he's going to, it's going to cost more, ultimately.
Hmm.
Whereas somebody like myself and Nate, we don't live as healthily, and we spend a lot less. But on the back end, the health problems are going to cost more in the end.
Yeah.
So, like right now, you do a lot of dietary-related like powders and things along those lines. So, yeah. You know, you're bulker in, if I'm saying these wrong, please tell me. Bulking or bulker?
So it's like a mass gainer. I'll explain everything I do. So mass gainer, BCAAs, pre-workout, creatine, and glutamine.
I see, and the creatine is what fucks me up because you really shouldn't be eating creatine.
I've always thought creatine was
like caffeine.
No,
I thought creatine was a weight gainer. But the problem with creatine is once you stop, though, you drastically lose it quickly.
So the thing, creatine,
Is it a water gainer?
Best way it is opens up your muscles, so this way water goes into your muscles. So it just helps you look a little bigger and it helps you push a little more. So what creatine does is it helps you...
Gives you an edge.
It gives you a little bit more of an edge.
Yeah.
It's basically, best way to explain it, it's like a legal steroid-ish
There you go. He said it. Steroid. I've asked him numerous times and over again. You're not on steroids, right? You're not on steroids, right?
It's not steroids.
You're not on...
like, it doesn't affect my hormones.
You're not on an artificial thing.
No.
They're all artificial. What are you talking about?
No, creatine is a natural chemical that our body makes.
Not the way they produce it.
Oh, well, no. So, as far as powders... go, okay?
Do you sniff them, snort them,
No. Jesus Christ. As far as powders are concerned, how much do you spend a month on powders?
I buy in bulk to save money, but if I were to buy everything in total right now, $350?
Fuck you.
$350?
There goes the dad.
The motherfucker. You know what? You don't even pay rent living here. What the fuck?
It's not a month. Okay. I buy everything in bulk, so... My creatine, I buy 3 for $90, I'm pretty sure.
Now you, as far
no,
as
3 for 70.
Granted, you do still live at home. You're eating, is it, do you buy your own separate stuff or do you live
home? Oh, yeah, no, he's starting to buy his own chicken now because I can't afford 47 pounds of chicken a week.
Yeah. I buy my own chicken. I buy my own rice. 47
pounds of chicken, Jesus
Christ. I buy my own quinoa.
I hate quinoa. I really do. I have to get that off my chest. Me and quinoa are not friends. I don't like it. It tastes like dog shit. I'm not a fan.
I don't think I've ever had it, actually.
It's dog shit.
You would like it. It's actually, you can't have it because it's like little like seeds and stuff.
Oh, no, I can. I no longer have the diverticulitis.
Oh, yeah, you can?
I had a cutout, yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah, you can take some of mine. It's really good. It's actually, it's like normal protein stuff.
Yeah, it tastes great if you cover it with everything that's good in
this
world.
But this is the deal. You just hear what he just said. You hear what he just said there.
You can have mine.
You can have some of mine. You want it. And that's the next step. That's the the headache of this whole thing. For me, is he loves working out so much, and he wants his old man to be healthy. And, you know, I love that about him, and I love the fact. But the, hey, you want
to
come with me?
He's been very giving to me, too. Yeah. And he's always been
way. He's a giving, open guy. Yeah. And I have no, and I love him for it. But I'll be good and goddamned if he's not fucking annoying.
Well, the thing is, I enjoy, just like when we go to school together, I enjoy seeing you at school. So that means I enjoy when you come with me to the gym. It's something I enjoy.
Are you like the born-again Christian of working out?
What the fuck does that mean?
So a lot of born-again Christians, they're like, you got to come with me. I got some good stuff to show you. Lord. Let me tell you.
He doesn't, and I'll be the first to tell you, he doesn't actively do that. He's not that guy. But that being said, when the opportunity presents itself, he's the first one to offer, hey, why don't you?
Now, do you work, I don't want you to tell me what you do, but do you work a full-time job?
Yeah.
Okay, so you work a full-time job, you're going to school.
I go to school full-time.
Well, it's summertime now.
It's summertime now, but I work a full-time job and I go to school full-time.
Full-time.
And I go to the gym at least 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now, because I'm a total woman in my relationship.
At least he knows.
And she wears the pants, and I'm a pink mini skirt kind of guy. So my question to you is, if she was doing that, if she was working full-time, she was going to school full-time, and she was going to the gym for 2 hours a day, that would drive me insane. Not because I wouldn't want her to be healthy, but how is she going to ever have some time for me?
Well, you know what? That leads into the next thing. The next thing is very simply his girlfriend. So the next thing is, okay, let me put it to you in a different way. You're a gamer and you make your living as a gamer. You're going to go and be with a woman that only enjoys flying kites?
No. Of course not.
Exactly, you know, and that's the point. He needed to find a lady who was big into the working out scene, big into the staying healthy, big into that lifestyle with the same type of qualities that he has.
Did she go to the gym?
The thing was, it actually took me...
She does, though, but she...
Let the man speak, Pat!
Took me a little bit to convince her to go, and then she was a little bit of... I guess you could say diminished, or I forget the word, but she wasn't seeing results, and I was like, just give it time.
Well, it's always takes longer for women.
So, but she was very, oh, I don't know.
That's because you don't know how to do it.
No. Hold on. Wow. Here I am still being like, is that not true that women don't normally see results working?
No. I'll ask my wife.
I don't really know, because I don't really know the whole... spectrum. If I don't know that, but I can't tell you yes or no.
Okay.
Obviously they're not going to see as much muscle gain because they don't have as much testosterone as we do, because ultimately males have estrogen as well, and females have testosterone, but we both have minuscule amounts of each in our body. So where she'll have a huge amount of estrogen and a little bit amount of testosterone, where you have a short little bit amount of estrogen and a huge amount of testosterone. So
I'm so confused.
So the testosterone is one of the things that helps. It helps with your muscle mass. It helps build your muscle mass.
Yeah,
I have a friend of mine who actually produces more estrogen in his body.
He probably has to take like an estrogen blocker or something.
Yeah,
I bet they call him a little bitch.
But with the whole entire girlfriend thing, it took me a little bit to convince her. But as soon as she started seeing results, she loves it. I mean, I also think it's good too, because in a relationship, you can't be all on each other's, you can't be with each other all the time, because honestly, you're gonna like,
I love it you're saying this. I look over at my girl, because I think otherwise I could just walk around town
basically
in her pants.
I could wear Nathan as a backpack all day and he'd be okay with it.
Yeah, but but that's a completely different problem than your background. You need like look at this. Okay, my wife and I, however many years, and we don't need to spend every minute of the day together. You're like my middle son has a girlfriend and he wants to spend every waking minute with her, we try to explain to him, you can't do that. You need to have your own life as well. But you need to also have a life with that person that you guys coincide. You work well together. You know, you like to go to the zoo. She likes to go to the zoo. Or yep. she likes to go to the zoo because you love going to the zoo. You know, that kind of thing. It's
yeah.
She's changing her lifestyle. You change your lifestyle to work with what she likes, sure. what she likes, and what you like. That's exactly what he's going through with his girlfriend right now. His girlfriend's very active. She's a dancer. She you know, classical, not pole.
I'm being good.
So
she was already in good shape to begin with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very nice lady. And she's super smart, which balances well with Joe. And,
yeah.
But, you know, he's right. So at first she's like, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And he didn't push the subject. But in time, it happened.
But
it
he changed. Also said, listen, do you want to go? She said, I don't want to go. But she understood, fine, that's cool. You do you.
Yeah.
And so that was the thing.
Ultimately, what happened was.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No. She would come over and be like, oh, you going to the gym? I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go. And then she was like, okay, bye. And she was kind of sad about it. My dad busted my balls a whole bunch about it. He sang us a song and everything. He made me feel like a jerk. Yeah. So what happened was I sat down. I talked to her. I was like, listen, I want you to come to the gym with me if you want. That's what I always ask you. I purposely bought the membership at my gym so I can bring somebody else. I go to Planet Fitness, so I bought the Black Card membership.
So that's what I got.
So I purposely bought it so I could bring her. Yeah. And then she started coming with me. She started meeting all the guys I lift with. And I was like, it's just the atmosphere, because the thing is, if you go into the gym and you're lifting with people who are just jerks and that are just throwing weights and that.
The lunk alarm.
It is a nice community, though. I met some of the people. They're very down to earth. You know, I'm a bigger dude like you are. And, you know, I expect people to bust my balls and look at me kind of weird. None of them ever did. None of them ever stopped and went, wow, really? And that kind of, no, it's, you know, you got a good mixture in that world.
Because the thing is, I hang around with the guys who won't. Because honestly, there's people who come from all different things. So, like, there's guys who were bigger, like, on the bigger side. And they went through this whole transformation when they lost all this weight. And they know what it's like. And the thing is, I don't want to hang with somebody who's willing to bully somebody for being on the bigger side.
Yeah, so, I always stay friends with people who are fat kids or used to be fat kids.
Yeah, yep.
They get it. They're cool people.
And they're not going to make fun of you about your weight.
Because
they know. But the thing is, a lot of people in the gym, they judge people too quick, but they don't realize that, like, these people, like, are just trying to be in here. Yeah, somebody's on the ukulele.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell my son to
shut up.
Close the door.
It was funny because my problem with the gym is that once upon a time, you might not know this. Neither of you probably know this. I used to be big into it because my father was into it. And I mean, hardcore into it, where my father had me on a regimen, eggs, chicken, sleep, workout. That's it.
Why are you sitting there doing that? That's very awkward looking of you.
I hate you.
And so dude, you're sitting eggs, chicken.
Looks like so aggravating. Ferociously jerking off right now.
And so when I went to the gym back, I don't know, a month ago, in my head, I could still do what I did.
You were thinking that you just walked
so
back
I walked
in after a day, right?
I walked in and I went to the dumbbells and I grabbed 80-pound dumbbells and I went down to do the bench because that's what I used when I was really into it. I would grab 280-pound dumbbells. I'd sit on the bench. I'd go forward and then twist. So it would do multiple workouts. That was part of my routine. I did. I took the 80-pound dumbbells. I went up
and
went down.
Right back
and I went down. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this game. I don't want to play this game no more. Because in my head, and I think that's the problem, like I know a lot of people go through that. I know your mother, for instance, went through that. When people were at some point, either whether they were more into it or they were bigger and then they lose the weight, mentally, they still think they're there.
Well, I was in a pretty good place back in the day before I got sick, you know, with the head thing. And I tried to keep going back. And after, I was in really good shape at one point.
I remember at a funeral I saw you. I don't remember who it was in the family, but I saw you. It was after your surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And I was concerned.
I had lost over 100 pounds. I mean, I lost a lot of weight.
Super good. He looked really
good. But to somebody from like me, I was concerned because he's never been that size.
Well, I was trying to be that size. It just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And the problem is that with my head, I can't run outside anymore. I literally get like dizzy spells.
Yeah.
This is a stupid story, but the first time I tried to run, it was at dusk. after my operation, and I used to run 2-3 miles at a time around the entire area that I live, and I started running. I made it up the hill. I was fine. I came around, and there's a Boys and Girls Club right down the street from where we live, and they were all coming out in the lights, and the lights hit me, and the wind hit me, and I'm doing one of these things, and I'm running, and I started running to the left, and I fell. Like, what the fuck is going on? I got back up, and everything is shifting to the left. I'm walking sideways to the left because I can't – my body was not allowing me to walk straight. And I realized that my equilibrium is, like, permanently fucked.
Yeah.
So now, in order for me to run, I have to be on a treadmill. I don't have a choice.
What about, like me, when I go to – I can't do – I got heel spurs.
Yep, sure.
So I go to the bike. And I do the bike for, I love it. I'll do 6-7 miles. Do you have a, why now, don't you do the bike?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
From running, I understand that the impact of it is what you're talking about, but how does the bike not affect your spurs? Because you still have an impact with the bike.
No, you don't. Not on your heel.
It's more of like your glutes. And like,
yeah, but you're still utilizing your foot.
No, yeah, but it's more like your the front.
Using
of your
the
foot.
Front of your foot.
Like I don't like use the. I can run. I'd rather run. Frankly, I would rather run and not be sitting. I don't care to.
Technically, and Joe, tell me if I'm wrong. Your father being a bigger guy, I heard that treadmills for bigger guys in general is not a good thing for their knees.
Treadmills in general are just horrible for you. So the thing is.
What's that other machine?
Oh, the elliptical?
I heard that's supposed to be good.
That's good, too. But the thing is,
it's like backwards, though. It's weird.
The treadmill, there's really no bounce to it. So, ultimately, it's like you're running on... You're basically, you're jumping and just hitting the ground every single time. But you're hitting it continuously. And you have a higher chance of getting...
Bone spurs, stuff like that.
Stuff like that. So especially for a bigger dude, like for me, I have not run. I did not start running. I stopped running around like 150. I started running around 190. I instantly got shin splints.
Oh, yeah.
In both my legs.
Yeah.
My legs were dead. But what happened was I started to go slowly again because I did what you did. I was like, oh, I could do this. I started doing seven for speed.
Yep.
Nope. So I started doing 6, and then I slowly progressed.
7. He's adorable. I was at a solid 3.2.
You're doing 3.5 hours for a mile.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I got to catch my breath.
But
you were doing the old Sashley Italian lady speed.
Yeah, a little swifty.
But yeah, no, definitely. Treadmills are just horrible in general.
My father taught me a technique, too, and I thought he was full of it when he told me with shin splints. All you have to do, and it's so true, bend your foot. Yeah, bend your foot or make yourself pigeon-toed. For some reason, it takes the pressure off your shins, and you're still walking just fine.
Now, do you still go to the gym or no?
No,
you don't go. Mm-mm. You're not a fan of it? Or?
I actually, probably right after I got out of high school, I would go all the time. But it was like a different schedule because I was working part-time. I was going to school full-time. So I'd have blocks of time where I could go.
Oh, yeah.
I used to really actually love it.
It blows my mind because she doesn't eat. Like, she eats. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, but...
Actually, you called me fat last night.
I did. I totally...
Oh!
No!
Oh, they passed the barrier.
Thanks, America.
I call my wife Chunky all the time. It's because I call her my Chunky. Because
I had 3 s'mores, and she was still going to town on them. I was like, look at you, you little fatty patty.
I was eating the marshmallows.
You little piggy.
I would have punched you in the face.
So, and she did. She said that. That was crazy. She said those exact words. My point is that she eats, but she's a squirrel when she eats. She's a very nibbler.
But
she's a very nibbler.
I eat a lot less calories than you do.
Yeah. And she's very energetic. Like, when we go to the zoo, she's just...
It's not that she's energetic. It's just that you're winded and you can't move as fast.
Well, when we went to Franklin Zoo, I was concerned. And people got to remember, I'm 330, 340 pounds. That's a lot of weight. And it was 90-degree heat. and it was a lot of walking.
You don't drink enough water either. You don't.
I wasn't.
Also, with your progressive, check and see how much sodium's in there.
That's what her mother was saying. I got to check
you,
the sodium.
You might
she's
be
convinced everyone's going to have a heart attack.
You might be having a lot of sodium.
He could be.
You could you could have a potential for a heart attack because even though that you stop taking like having talk about everything, all this stuff is building in your veins and everything in your arteries. So you still could have you could
heart,
have blockage.
Heart and artery blockages, things like that,
So even though you stopped eating that, yeah, it's good, but over time your body started to build up inside your arteries. I forget what the word is for that.
It's called hardened arteries.
No. There's something that builds up. Plaque.
Plaque. Yeah.
So the plaque is still built up in there.
Yeah. I think that particular day, because the following day I was fine. It was too hot, and even Amber said it. She's like, she thought I started having heat stroke because I was not doing well.
You wear hats?
I don't.
You should start.
You know why I don't wear hats?
Why?
Because I'm balding.
I don't give a fuck. I wear hats because of the heat.
Yeah, but you're not balding.
Why does any of that matter?
Yeah, wait. Why does that matter?
I don't... Because they say if you wear hats, it actually makes you go balding quicker.
Who gives a flying fuck? You're not going to die from sunstroke.
You know, there's like a thing...
Wear a goddamn fucking bandana or something. I don't know.
There's a thing where they say women are more attracted to bald dudes for some reason.
I don't have a problem with bald.
Okay.
Bother me.
She'll start calling you Howie Mandel.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Just make sure you bring a Purell with you everywhere. Yeah. And you'll be good.
Because that's our thing. We like going to the zoos and aquariums. And
again, is it we or you? And she's just trying to make you happy.
No, it is we.
It is we.
See, I was trying to be an asshole.
I know you.
We do it because one, it's beautiful weather. Two, we love animals. Three, it's just we're working out without trying to work out. That's why I got in to disc golf.
Now I'm going to isolate the we love animals. And then I'm going to just make that some weird shit right there.
We love animals.
But I love disc golf, but I can't do disc golf right now. Ever since the car accident, I went to the chiropractor, I have a problem with my shoulder. It's similar. It's popping out. The ACL is popping out.
I say
out,
you
whatever,
should just own it and just go play it. Just go play it.
Why aren't we? Why are we not going playing?
Just go play it.
Let's go play.
Just go play.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
That's it. We're off the air, folks.
Anyway, you know what? I got one more question.
Yep.
We're already hitting an hour.
No way.
This was actually very cool. I appreciate you helping us out here, Joe.
I don't mind it.
And yeah, no,
Amber,
it's great.
Nice for joining us because, you know what? This is actually cool. I like having four people.
Yeah, it's awesome with him not wearing sleeves. Thanks.
Yes.
I was going to the gym, okay?
You should say something about him not wearing underwear. I mean, I could see the head of his. Anyway, so the last question.
Yes.
Now, this will work for you guys walking. You probably put headphones on and, you know, just throw that music out there and start listening to slow jazz or something while you're at the zoo. You know.
When I go to the, you asking what I listen to.
Do you listen to any music while you're at the zoo? Like you put headphones
in?
No,
absolutely
not. That?
Yeah, I listen to the beautiful sounds of my girlfriend.
What? I don't listen to you. I eavesdrop on other people's conversations.
She does. We are big fans of people watching and listening to the stories.
We do that all the time, yeah.
But no, when I'm working out, I do two things. I'll either listen to
Barry Manilow
podcasts. Because then I'll just forget, and then I'll be like, oh, shit, I've been doing this for an hour. Nice.
But a podcast? See,
I can't do that.
A video podcast.
How the fuck are you listening to a video podcast?
Yeah, I don't know if... I know you're old, so let me explain. There's a thing called YouTube, right?
Okay, you dickhead. If you're lifting weights, how are you watching a podcast?
No, what I'm doing... You said walking. When I do cardio, I am watching.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I misunderstood.
You didn't state that. You did not state that.
Yeah.
You go. Yeah. When
Josephine.
I'm at the gym, when I'm at the gym, I'm just watching video podcasts.
I just imagine him sitting on a bench, just watching a video, just taking him.
Yeah. I see people.
He's
do that,
that
all
asshole
the time.
Sitting on the fucking gym, not doing anything.
Yeah, I'm just watching. Like, yeah, you know, yeah.
No,
I'm doing this.
No, okay. This is my soapbox. This episode. So this is what happens. You
go
to the gym, and there's one piece of equipment in the entire
the
fucking
fly machine.
Gym.
The fly machine.
Right? So you get that one random dude or that chick who just looks so nice, and she sits there, there's no weight in the motherfucker. She stops after three tries, and then whips her phone out and spends 25 fucking minutes doing something on her phone. You know what?
Or
fuck you, you stupid bitch. Get off the goddamn... Fuck!
I love it when they take this when they're out and they just got through and they're sweating. There's like one bead of sweat and they got to fix their hair and they got to Oh, this is going on Instagram. This motherfucker's going there.
As I'm sitting there in three sizes.
My girlfriend's making that face because she knows that she's probably Instagrammed a photo. Look at her.
I know. I'm not gonna Instagram when I'm sweaty. I already have the blur set to maximum, so I look as good as possible.
I know nothing about Instagram. You guys are talking a different world.
When we go to the zoo, I have a better camera, so I take pictures of everything. I send her the photos. Her photos on Instagram look way better. I don't know what's going on. She's like, she has
all the filters and shit, right? Yeah. So you listen to Barry Manilow. What do you listen to when you're off doing whatever you're doing?
Oh, yeah. No, I always liked some good, like, bad pop techno.
Gotta get that heartbeat going. I get what you're saying. And now we're going to go to what I like to listen to. I actually go on to... whenever I used to go, there was like a hardcore, like metal.
Screamo.
Scream metal kind of stuff. I would put that on and hate myself for it. But it's so, like, catchy. You know, Key and Peele did a video about techno. Yeah, I don't know if you remember seeing that on where they're doing techno and then they're all kind of like losing their mind and one of their heads blow up. That's kind of what that's like, you know?
That was an SNL skit.
No, that was Key and Peele.
I think it was SNL.
I think you're full of shit.
No, it was a Key and Peele.
Thank you.
If I find an SNL skit that does that.
There probably is an SNL skit.
I'm not knocking SNL, but I'm talking about Key and Peele.
Okay.
So that's what I like. Whatever. Joe, what do you like to listen to?
Okay, well, I have a wide variety. So there's days that I'm feeling like screamo, like legit, like you can't understand what they're saying. And it's like hurting your throat listening to them. Or I'll listen to like hardcore rap, like... I don't even know how to explain
hardcore rap, like Run DMC,
like Eminem, or like Waka Flocka, or like Amigos.
How the fuck is that hardcore
or...
rap?
Well, I mean, like, not hardcore rap. I just listen to rap. Let's say rap. Okay. And then sometimes
because I can't listen to new rap.
No, new rap.
That whole drop top, pop socks, kick a butt up a dump cock rocks. I can't. Whatever that is.
Did you say cock fights?
Yes.
That's the next episode.
I also like to watch, I like to listen to like Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
They're definitely one of the bands I listen to.
He loves to watch too. It's weird.
Sometimes I listen to like pop punk, like Asking Alexandria, Breaking Benjamin, stuff like that.
I thought you were going to say K-pop. Listen to K-pop. Do you know what K-pop is?
I do. Blackpink is phenomenal. I love that band. Blackpink?
Is that K-pop?
I thought it was a song.
Oh yeah,
Korean pop.
I know what K-pop. Yeah.
Blackpink, look it up, man. Those chicks are hot, and I hope they're overage because if they're not, they're not that hot. They're very pretty young ladies.
Yeah, I like listening to "Catch Me Outside." How about that?
Dude, that she's chick? 14.
Is she?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, she's like 15 now.
Yeah. Oh, good. That makes a difference.
So we're going to end this, folks. We end this podcast the same way every time. I hope you enjoyed this health and variety show. This one's pretty good, actually. Better than the first one. And Nathan's and just sitting there pouting.
Nathan didn't have to taste anything.
Yeah. Do you know, I want to tell you, I had an allergic reaction to that.
Did you?
Yeah, I ended up going to her house. I had Benadryl because the crickets.
Oh, no. I was talking about when he made you...
Oh, I thought you meant the Asian stuff we had when we had the
cricket. No,
because
you were like, oh, seafood, I'll be fine. And then you just take it anyway.
I said no shellfish, and I blew up. I was bad.
So I generally ask Nate this question, but I'm going to ask everybody this question.
Okay.
End it the same way every time. I'd like to know how your week has been. Let's start with the lady of the house. She's not down here, so go with Amber.
Good. It's been good.
You've been good?
Yeah.
No headaches?
No.
This little sassy pants over here is not bothering you?
I mean, he's always a pain in the ass.
Oh, see that? And the size of his ass must mean it's a really big pain. Joho.
Nobody loves you.
I've had a good week. It's been good.
I have no clue what you just said, but
I looked at Pat and I go, nobody loves you.
Why you got to rub it in, dickhead? Anyway, it's been good?
Yeah, it's been a good week.
Everything's been good, huh?
I've had a good time.
Your old lady's up to speed on everything? She's cool?
Yeah.
Cool. My week's been okay. Not really, but I don't want to get into it. It's Nate's fault. Anyway, Nate, How's your week been?
It was good till today. Today's the same old shit. Show up at Pat's, make me feel horrible inside, go home, contemplate suicide. You know, the huge.
Well, on the plus side, at least I'm not contemplating suicide, so there's a plus
yeah,
somewhere
there's always
in
a
there.
Plus somewhere. Hey, no, overall, it's been good. Good week. You know, I'm still new at the job.
Oh, yeah.
So it's taking
oh, we haven't talked about that. Yeah. Nate got a new job. There you go.
There you go. I'm getting used to it. I'm getting acclimated. That's my word today. But overall, good.
Can you spell it?
Nope. Yeah, it's acclimated.
Just like
chlamydia.
Ignant.
Ignant.
I-G-A-N-T. No, sorry.
Ignant.
All right. So, folks, that's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you like it, let us know. And, yeah, everybody say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bumble me tuna.
Toodles. Hey, folks, that was the show. Now here's the routine. Nate?
You can reach us over at fatguysquared@gmail.com. You can watch us on YouTube and Twitch. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, like and subscribe to us on Podbean.com, iTunes, and Android.
Take it easy.